Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday to Elvis Presley, 90 years old today. News Talk 830 WCCO. Nice selection of music. Anytime I hear Elvis, I just kind of want to, I don't do impersonations. Chris Hager, by the way.
The first person I've heard do an Elvis impersonation.
And for Chad Hartman, I don't do Elvis impersonations, but I just think of big Elvis with his leisure suit and he's like, is that what I say? It's so lonely.
No, you don't do an impression, though.
I've never done an Elvis impression. This is the first time this has ever come out of my mouth, I swear to God.
I think you can sell that.
I feel like I might have something to work with there if the TV thing doesn't work out. And I, clearly, it's not, the radio thing's not working out based on a lot of things I'm hearing from you guys so far. Mercator projection is what we were talking about with Greenland and why it looks the way it does on the map.
No, not way to blow that one.
Not Mercator. I messed that up. I own it. I want you guys out there listening to hear something very important right now. There's lots of websites dedicated to people opening things.
Yes, very popular.
What you're hearing is the opening of a fresh box. And I'm seeing it. We're all seeing it. Well, you're not seeing it. I'm seeing it for the first time. Girl Scout cookies.
We've got the Thin Mints in your right hand. And what do we have in the left?
Toast, yay.
What's on a toast?
French toast-inspired cookies dipped in delicious icing.
Okay.
I think this is the one that's getting canceled, actually.
I think that's one of three.
Yeah.
There's that, the s'mores ones, and I can't remember the name of the third one that's getting the getting the axe after this year. Is the swan song.
You want to try a toastier?
Not really, but sure.
All right, give her a shot.
I don't care for the Thin Mints. I'm just not a mint guy.
You don't like the thing. I mean, I get it.
Mint is a flavor, person. Just isn't my thing.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So it's Girl Scout cookie season. In my recollection, I don't remember there ever being a season declared of Girl Scout cookies. Like, this is the season for Girl Scout cookies.
And, smells very cinnamon here, these toastiers.
Toastiers. Just the name alone, I think it should be canceled.
That's fair. Come on, Scouts, do better.
First of all, give us the review on the toastier.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it worth $6 a box?
No.
Are any of them worth $6 a box?
No, they are not. I will give the toastiers credit. It looks like there's a decent amount. There's probably 20 cookies or so in here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. You get the whole box and there's like three.
Yeah, you feel like there's nothing. I would say the Thin Mints seem to be, you know, fairly well packaged, good solid box.
They're thin.
You're not paying for air. You're not paying for air. So the 2025 season is officially upon us for the Girl Scout cookies. And you've never had a Scout over there, right, David?
No. No, my girls are now 8 and 4. And God willing, we will never have a Girl Scout. They've not inquired about it yet.
Why do you hate the Girl Scouts?
I don't want to be a part of the cookie sales. That sounds like way too much work. I don't want to have to bring the thing to the office.
It's not very nice to call your daughter a thing.
Not my daughter, the order sheet.
Oh.
I don't have to hang that up and badger my fellow employees to come on, who needs some do-si-dos or some whatever you call them things here? Who needs a box? What do you say? Fork over $50 and I'll get you 8 cookies. What do you say?
I feel like the Girl Scouts, that what has become their brand is the cookies. And what else are they doing? I know they're doing great things. I know they've got other opportunities. But when there's a declaration of cookie season.
Mm-hmm. They've made it. There's no question. They have made it. They are part of the national lexicon.
They're crushing the Boy Scouts with their overpriced popcorns. There's no doubt about that.
You want to talk about overpriced popcorn?
That Boy Scouts popcorn is like, it's like gold.
Years ago, they showed up at my house when I wasn't home. It was just my wife home alone. And yes, honey, you're getting thrown under the bus here in a matter of moments. As I came home, she told me, yeah, some boys showed up at the door and they were selling popcorn. So I gave them $20, $30, whatever it was. I said, all right, well, where's the popcorn? And she says, here's the thing. When I gave them the money, they said, well, do you really want the popcorn? Like, apparently most people just throw the money and say, I don't actually want your garbage popcorn.
Now that's
and so she said, I guess not. And so she
just extortion.
Yes. Yes, she got fooled into buying popcorn that we never even got. So naturally now, whenever we go to a movie and get the big bucket of popcorn, I have to look over and say, hey, she's filled up. Look at this, huh? And then I get the side eye. I get the,
Oh, what a good story. I love that you can continue to give your wife.
It's, the gift that keeps on giving. It was definitely worth the however much cash she handed over to the little rascals at the time.
Listen, I respect the importance of knowing how to be able to ask for things or show some salesmanship or learn a lesson of talking to someone and convincing them to buy a cookie.
Just gaining confidence in the world. Just
absolutely.
Getting out there and speaking and being yourself.
As a parent of, not grown, I've got a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old.
And your daughter, she was not a Girl Scout?
She was not a Girl Scout. I'm not mad at them for the cookies themselves. I think there's a lesson for the children to learn. What I don't like, and sort of exactly what you brought up, Dave, is that it becomes more of a parent sales job than the kids. And if you've got your little girl at the grocery store and she's standing by the door and she asks me when I walk in if I want to buy a cookie, I'm gonna buy a box no matter what, because that child learned a lesson. They had to make a sale, which is a valuable thing for people to know. I mean, if you don't have to actually be in the sales industry, but anything you want to get accomplished in life, you're making some kind of a sale, right?
Yeah.
It's when the parents do all the job for them. I don't get it.
Well, and that goes beyond the Girl Scouts.
For sure. I mean, it goes to the fundraisers.
You know, yeah. My kids have fundraisers for their school now. And immediately the first ask is, you get the sheet that comes home. And the first thing is, all right, parents, download the app, send the link off to all your friends and coworkers and neighbors and, via social media. And here's your QR code and all that stuff. When I was a kid, we walked, and I'm sure there's
uphill both ways.
Perhaps safety reasons why we don't do this anymore. But
you walked around
the neighborhood by yourself with a box of candy bars and said, "Here, give you a Crunch bar for a buck." What do you say?
Yep. And people bought it for you from you. I bet
they did.
I hate doing the online thing or the text, and we've done it too. We've done it for any number of sports teams over the years. And people, I think people get it and they understand. I'm sitting here kind of having been guilty of it, just thinking like, and I've also sent our kids out to walk the street and, do it though.
They weren't even selling anything.
Old fashioned. Yeah, just go out and walk the street, son.
Learn something about life.
Go sell something and don't come back here until you. What am I supposed to come back with? I don't know. Get $20 for popcorn, even though you don't have it.
Yeah, trick the old lady over there.
All right. WCCO, talking text line 651-461-9226. Love to hear from you. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy birthday to the king.
It's like you singing to those Toasties, right? Toasties.
Elvis Presley, 90 years old today. If he's still with us.
Might be. We don't know.
So this is Chris Eggert, by the way, in for Chad Hartman. Of the topics we discussed today, I did not think that Girl Scout cookies was going to become a lightning rod conversation. But hey, let's talk about it. We've got Mary on the line. Mary, you're a Girl Scout cookie mom?
Former Girl Scout cookie mom, yeah.
So,
former Girl Scout as well.
Okay, so it sounds like you had something to say. Let me have it.
Well, I feel like you guys kind of missed the point. The big thing about the Girl Scout is improving girls' self-esteem, showing them that there are things that they need to do in the community, for the community, but more for themselves to improve. And with the cookie sales, the troops get a portion of that money so that they can afford to do things. Otherwise, there's no funding going into the Girl Scouts. This is how they make their money to do the things they want to do for the betterment of themselves and the communities.
Mary, I don't disagree with a word you said. I agree with you 100%. I think our beef was with the fact that it becomes the parents are doing the sales, and it's not necessarily the girls who are doing the sales.
Right, and it's gotten worse. I mean, the girls used to have to go door to door and get people to sign up, and then it was the parents' obligation to get it all together and send them out to deliver the cookies and things like that. And now you can just go online and support the troop and things like that. So, yeah, it's changed, but the whole purpose of it, I believe, is extremely important.
Okay, thank you, Mary. I appreciate the call. And we have Marcia on the line. Marcia, you had something to say.
Yes, besides that I love Elvis's music.
Same.
I grew up going door-to-door, not only with Girl Scout cookies, but with other fundraisers for my schools when I was younger and then in junior high. And that is where I learned the marketing skills that I have used for the past 60 years, and I still use in my job.
I think that's an important thing, and Dave and I were saying that there are skills that one can learn. And there's definitely a value in having the kids out doing it. It's to me when mom and dad do it, and that's where things kind of go south. I'll pay $10 a box for the cookies if I think the kid's learning some kind of a lesson from it.
Yep, it's personal responsibility lessons too that aren't always learned today.
But I do get it. And Mary definitely mm-hmm. said is the last caller before you, Marcia, is that the technology is set up so you don't necessarily have an 8-year-old girl who has a network and has email and can reach out to people. I do get the parents having, you know, doing some of that for them. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a different world we're in now, right?
It sure is. We have to make it as best as we can.
All right, Marcia, appreciate your comments. WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. Lots of folks weighing in on this one. I did the same, walking around the neighborhood, selling candy bars like Dave did back in the day. There was a particular brand of those fundraiser chocolates. It's like world famous. Trying to remember that we all had to sell at one point or another.